Super Hits 93.5 Red FM.
Hello.
Hi, Varun.
Hi, good morning, Disha. How are you?
Jogging, running, exercising?
Jogging.
Varun, I got your message. Firstly, amazing that you took your friend this time and got him or her enrolled. Tell me about this.
They did a drive on Saturday and Sunday on two weekends.
Yes.
So that is when I went to her house. I told, at least they're doing it right now. Let us get it done. So like, no, I don't want to do it. Whenever you give any form, they're not going to do it. I'm like, no. You have to do it. It's your responsibility.
So you took Form 6, took her to the BBMP office, filled it out, got a photo, her signature, and you submitted the form for her.
Yes, actually, I took the form to her house, filled it on behalf of her. I took her father's name, everything, wrote it down, fixed the photo, got a signature, went down to the BBMP office, gave it to them.
Why don't more people have friends like you, Varun? Okay, so tell me something. You are hoping this time the voter ID card comes.
Yeah, I'm just hoping that they do it at least this time.
Listen, Varun, I'll tell you something. I think the most important thing for this time's election is that your name shows up on the electoral roll. So you just make sure you check for your friend's name on the electoral roll in a couple of weeks. Once her name shows, then there's absolutely no problem, because there are some people who have their voter ID cards, but their names don't show on the electoral roll.
Okay.
You can't go
actually,
vote.
Actually, I went to the BBMP office and I checked with them whether they had the name in the list. They checked for it, but no, they didn't have it.
Maybe so. Because it's very soon from when you applied, so you have to give it 2 weeks from the day of application.
Not the present one, actually. I was talking about the previous one. Yeah,
so let's hope this time that you've got the form submitted, her name shows up. Once her name is on the electoral roll, there is a facility where voter ID cards are delivered to your doorstep right before the elections, few days before. Or you can go back to a Bangalore One Center, call them, check with them if they have the voter ID cards. Because in some areas, there is only one Bangalore One Center where all the cards are. So you can go there, pay 10 rupees and pick up a voter ID card from there.
Perfect. Yep, I'll tell that to her.
Yeah, tell her to be more positive. And Varun, well done.
Thank you so much, Disha.
Bye. Enjoy your jog.
Every Monday to Saturday, 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. 93.5 Red FM. Baj jaate raho. Disha.